USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. In an extensive closed-door interview with lawmakers Wednesday, James Biden asserted that his brother, President Joe Biden, was never engaged in any of his financial transactions. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
The interview was conducted as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden refuted allegations suggesting that President Biden leveraged his official capacities for personal gain through his family's international business endeavors. The testimony arrives amidst a significant setback to the inquiry's credibility following the arrest of a former FBI informant accused of fabricating bribery accusations against the president.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston, Texas. Local deputies link him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend who lived out behind the family home. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Ron DeSantis is not running for president anymore, but he is traveling across the country rallying support among state legislatures for the passage of a constitutional amendment imposing term limits on Congress.
This is something that the people in the states have the ability to propose changes to discipline Washington. The founding fathers structured the Constitution like that for a reason.
He told a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina, it's time to make them a reality. Healthcare expenses are a major financial worry for American adults, as revealed by a recent KFF survey, a poll that highlights the fear of unexpected medical bills and the expense of healthcare services being the primary financial concern among U.S. adults. Furthermore, the survey indicated that voters who face difficulties with their monthly bills deem it very important for presidential hopefuls to address issues related to health care and the economy. There could be an even bigger college football playoff coming. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock told reporters the idea of a 14-team field beginning in the 2026 season was considered during a meeting in Dallas Wednesday. The tournament's expanding to a 12-team playoff this year. Beyoncé is becoming the first black woman to land a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. This week, her song Texas Hold'em debuted in the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100 Country Songs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.